It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, welcome to it.
Ho,
hey,
up,
ha.
How you doing?
Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. You know, riding season right around the corner. Make sure that bike is up to snuff, man. You want to go cruising? Got to be running, right? Take it over to Gilson Cycle. They're going to get you taken care of, so go check them out. Gilson. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion. Do what you want with it, all right? Asia has a larger surface area than the moon.
Wow.
Asia is 17.2 million square miles. The moon, just a measly 14.6 million square miles. Yeah. It's weenie.
That's crazy. Dude. Think about that.
Yeah, you don't realize how big Asia truly is. Even looking at a map, you're like, okay, yeah, it looks pretty big. Dude, it's massive, man.
Massive.
Massive. Yeah. So if
Is it the largest continent? Or
I believe so.
It's got to be, right? Africa's not bigger, is it?
Actually, let me check out. Africa.
It's got to be Asia. I think it is.
Miles.
Or isn't it Russia? Is it Russia?
No, Africa's only 11.73. Biggest.
What's Russia? Continent. Russia's massive.
No, Asia is the biggest one. It's the biggest continent. Russia's got to be second, right? I think. No, dude, because Russia's part of Asia, right?
No.
Dude, I'm so bad. Well, because I'm looking at here. Yeah, no, that's all part of.
It is, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Right? Because it's just where Asia, continent. Continent. Dude, I was so bad at this, by the way, too, like picking out continents and everything like that. I failed it constantly, which I feel bad about because I feel like those guys that they'd find on the street, like, hey, can you point out where your continent is? I'd be like, there? There?
You know, I'm trying to think. Oh, man, I feel like a moron right now. I have Google right here, too, and I don't even want to touch it because I just feel bad.
We've become so lazy when it comes to just, like, not knowing stuff. Like, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Here's the thing, too. I think, like, what's Tokyo or what holds, like, basically the entire population of that? It's crazy. They all live in one area, you know?
Yeah, it goes, you got Russia, Mongolia, North Korea, Japan, the Philippines.
Damn Mongolians!
My shitty wall! so Asia has Russia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, China, all that is right there in the Asian continent. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But dude, yeah, I mean, you can't take, Russia is most of that when you really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, that's a big area.
That's wild.
You ever seen Russian bears? Dude, they're massive, man.
Isn't that one bear that you're terrified of? It's the horn bear or something?
Something like that. It's a big old Russian bear, and it's terrifying. It makes a black bear look like a little bitch. It really does, man. It really does. Know? Yeah.
It's crazy. Planet's crazy, man. It's weird how you look at a map, but then you don't look at it as like a globe.
Yeah.
You know, the opposite side. How long does it take to fly to the opposite side of the globe?
Well, see, not that far, though, if you're going from California. You know, from here, if we want to go, like, all the way, you know, it makes more sense, right? This is so bad. Folks, don't ever use this. Or the only reason you should ever use this podcast for educational purposes is to teach children how not to be. How not to be.
Right.
That's right. Listen to these two dummies. I guess I didn't.
Dumber.
Yes. I never really paid attention to that though, because as a kid, when you think about it, it's so far away. It seems so foreign, you know.
Pacific's terrifying. That's the most terrifying thing to me. How large that ocean is.
I'm not gonna lie. When Kiki and I flew over to Ireland, and it wasn't that bad of a flight. It was only like a 6-hour flight or something like that. But the whole time, I'm like, Jesus, we are just over. We are over nothing but water. If this plane goes down, it's just terrifying. It's terrifying how
just
big.
Floating around in the middle of the Pacific.
Let's talk about this. Okay, it's terrifying to think about how big Asia is. All right, we just talked about that. It's bigger. Yeah. It's got a bigger surface area than the moon. All right, now let's expand it. It's terrifying to think how big the world is. Now, think about how terrifying it is in our galaxy. Dude, the world is just a tiny little speck in the big, you know what I mean?
Did you see the picture from Mars? So the the new picture came out, and it's a picture of the Earth. So they angled it the surface, so you can see the just the Earth in the distance, as if we were looking at Mars from Earth. Dude, it's weird to look.
So you're saying the picture of from like the whatever the
from the surface of Mars, you can see in the distance Earth, and they pointed out it's just a tiny little dot.
Just a tiny little dot. Just a little dot there, and there we are, just hanging out. It just hurling through the universe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It almost kind of puts you in perspective of like, yeah, what if you were at Mars looking at that tiny little dot? Like, man, I wonder if there's life over there. And like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like you discover there is. Yeah. There's a lot of it too. Well,
and again, with all the little bit that we know, even at this point, as we're slowly exploring space and doing these things and, you know, talking about that billionaire earlier on in the show about who wants to send people, just regular tourists, around the moon. Like we're in this weird transitional phase. But like, go back to like Galileo times. Like all these guys looking up at space, having no idea, going on out there. No idea how far away it is, you know. I mean, it's just, dude, it's nuts. We are just so insignificant. We are a speck of dust. It doesn't matter.
That's why you got to get out and do stuff, man, because it really doesn't matter. You work your ass off every single day for what? Once you realize what the big picture is, it's like, I'm going to go out and do something, man.
Honestly,
I need to go enjoy myself.
That's kind of one of the good things about getting older. I mean, it's bittersweet in a sense because, you know, it takes a while, but then you realize, like, wow, in the big picture of things, like, it's just such a tiny little blip in time. Do what you want to do. I mean, obviously without hurting any other human being, but you know what? Go on that fishing trip. Take that day off. Buy that go-kart. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right. Exactly. Yeah. You only have so much time, and that time is so little. Yeah. Like, once you realize, well, how big time is, you know, and it makes you love more. It makes you kind of live life a little bit. You appreciate things a little bit more, you know?
Because we don't matter. We don't matter at all.
Yeah, it sucks.
This is very
It sucks,
different.
But yeah, the world doesn't revolve around you, guys. It sucks, but it's the truth.
All right. Well, this has been kind of a depressing...
It's a fucking weird podcast.
A depressing podcast. One, it's depressing about how stupid you and I are.
Yeah, I know.
And two, how insignificant we really are. It's just terrible. Sorry, everyone.
I'm going to blame it on the fact. There you go. Going to blame it on the fact.
Let's see if there's another fact. How about this? Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are the same age. Hey, there's a fun fact. All right.
There you go. They're both hot.
The hot-ass Megan Fox. Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about her, the babe. She got weird thumbs, though. You ever seen her thumbs?
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
She's got like little like carny thumbs.
Imagine
that guy that's like, Megan Fox walks up to you, oh, you're so hot, I want to do you, right? And you're like, well, show me your thumbs. Nah, I'm not going to do it.
If that's the worst thing on her body, then...
it's got to be, right?
Yeah. So, you know.
Yes. See, now we're back to normal. This is what we need
Transformers
to talk about.
Was on the other day, and she definitely steals the show.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Yeah. All right, this is better. This has been... the dumbest podcast. We've really just shown the mental capacity of the Plan B Morning Show and Brock and Hunter. All right.
Bop. Yeah. It's a Wednesday. You know, I don't really feel like thinking today, so deal with it.
Good enough for me. Okay, so there you go. The moon is smaller than Asia. That's all you need to know. And with that, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll see you next time for another Fact and Opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.